for 13 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Over three decades. We need to change that. I feel good till I hear that. Then I always feel so old. I can remember the first day I was in this studio. Michael Dixon, the producers of the station, said, Michael, get this guy on air and see if he's any good. So Michael pummeled me with questions for about 3 minutes, seemed like 4 hours. So we've been here all that time talking about your house, your home, your castle, and your cabin. We're here every Saturday morning to talk to you about things you're trying to tackle or things that you're perplexed about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. Maybe you have a project you'd like to start. Give us a call. 1-888-767-4348. My wife of 43 years, sweet Jennifer, will pick up the phone, get your name, we'll get you on air, have your question aired across all of Arizona for all of our listeners to hear it, and we'll do the very best we can to put our 50 years of home building and remodeling experience to work for you. When I say we, it's me, Rosie Romero, my son, Romy Romero, and of course, we've got our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. And Gary, if you run a show this week like last week, I will hand you your pink papers on Monday morning. You manage to air every single question of the show, and it stumped me. I don't like being stumped once a year, much less four times a show.
Wow. And how many answers did we get? Was it something like hundreds of answers on this one?
When I am stumped, and that goes back to the advice Jennifer gave me when I started this show. Don't be a know-it-all if you don't know. Let's just do some research and start building the data. So we have. At RosieOnTheHouse.com, we've taken every question we've ever been asked on air. I don't know, Romy, do the math. What's 34 years times 52? 1,600 shows? And most of the time we were 2 or 3 hours, so 3,200, 4,800 hours of broadcast. All those questions have been answered and posted at RosieOnTheHouse.com until last week. Ay, ay, ay. We were hit. We were big time stumped.
Stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We broadcast that sound over the entire state of Arizona last week. I sent that recorded sound to every contractor that's a Rosie certified contractor in the state of Arizona. And we have a builder and a homeowner who's living with that constant sound throughout their house all hours of the day. We absolutely got flooded with ideas. We got, how many different ways were people responding? They were responding on Facebook, text,
emails.
Holy cow. And a week has gone underneath our belt. And we still do not have a definitive answer, although we've, of the hundreds of responses we've gotten, I mean, it's like taking over a whole new energy for the office this week. Of the hundreds of responses we've got, we're dialing it down. So, Gary, would you be able to pot that up one more time? I threw an offer out there. For the person that solves this noise dilemma for this particular homeowner and this particular builder up in the Carefree area, you will win an Arizona staycation. You tell me what this sound is.
New build home, correct?
New build.
This is a new build.
New build.
Here we go.
And I would say don't call the show right now because we've got other calls loading up with people that would like to ask questions. But if that sound, if you can identify that sound occurring throughout the house, not isolated in any one particular area, throughout the house, if you can identify it, Romy, you want them to text you? You want them to email you?
Or just email info@rosieonthehouse.com.
And in the subject line, put mystery sound. Because we're quickly carving and isolating all those to one side so we can sort out all the other hundreds that we get all week long.
Full disclosure, this is not like the mystery sound contest and we know the answer and you could win a prize. We don't know what this is.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for clarifying that. Okay, so with that out of the way, let's get to the topic of the week. And let's see if we can get some callers on air, Gary, of questions, of answers I can answer. Okay, I would appreciate that. We're going to talk today a lot about painting. It's actually our topic for the entire month. Have you ever challenged yourself to change a color in your home? You know, all through the 60s, when I first got into construction, 69, 70, got my driver's license in 72, everything, and I mean everything we built, was Navajo white. You only had a choice of flat or semi-gloss, but it was all Navajo white, everything. And then somebody got brave and painted a wall blue or bold blood red. And we all started asking ourselves, why didn't we do this a long time ago? So as homeowners got braver, paint companies got more idiotic. There's no longer one white. There's 47 different whites. Now, that guy should be hung.
Went.
That guy should be hung.
The pendulum swung the other way.
Oh, boy, did it. Man, oh, man, oh, man. How do you go about selecting your color? We had some experts in the office this week from Sherwin-Williams and Arizona Paint Company, and we just visited with them about, okay, what happens on that first visit when a homeowner calls you for an estimate for a repaint? Do you even bring a color fan deck? Do you talk about color? If they just want a repaint, do you introduce the idea of introducing some color into the house? I just think it makes such a huge impact. And even the mood it sets. But boy, if you're like one tint off, it can be the surprise of your lifetime. So how do you select paint colors when you're opting to repaint a house? We'll be talking about that more and more and more. Let's see if we can go to the phones because we do have people piling up. We'll stay on the issue of paint, but we'll also talk about your dilemma as well. Let's go to
Maricopa.
Looks like he's calling from Maricopa and wants to talk about a storage shed with an HOA issue. Oh, boy.
This would that be Jay?
This could be fun. Mr. John?
Yeah, this is John.
Okay.
This is John, yes. What I've got, I'm wanting to build a storage shed, which we're allowed to have a couple of feet extending over the wall. But no more than 2 feet. And I don't want to have to duck going in my storage shed. I'm wanting to maybe dig down a few feet and have it underground partially. And I was wondering, seeing as how you're on topic of paint, what I would do to seal that and how I would go about doing something like that.
So you want a shed in your backyard, and you said you're going to build it, or are you going to like order like an urban shed that's delivered on site?
No, I'm going to build it.
Okay.
I'm going to build it.
Well, if you're going to sink it in the ground, there is no amount of paint. They don't make the paint that will seal up wood below grade, okay?
And that's against code, I think, even on a shed.
It's a bad, bad idea. So, John, what you're going to do is you're going to excavate. And I couldn't encourage you more. You're going to actually build everything below grade out of concrete masonry. And you're going to take it to at least 12 inches above grade before you start with your framing. Then you've got to really take a hard look at your surface drainage and make sure you've got that, you know, with the dirt you're excavating to sink that floor and put those footings in. You've got to take that dirt and drain everything away from this building so that you don't fight a moisture problem. If you're trying to park a drive-in riding lawnmower in there, you're going to make sure the approach to it doesn't drain back in there. You're going to have a world of a mess. But on the topic of paint, there's no paint you can put on plywood or milled lumber that will preserve wood below grade. Do everything below grade in concrete. Bring it up 12 inches above grade. Put a plate on there and start your framing from there. So,
and if you're considering doing a shed yourself, if you know, whatever your reason might be, I would tell you go to Urban Shed Concepts first and see what's available there, because they can, you can
custom, right, we have
you can custom design online and then they'll deliver it to you and set it on site. You know, putting a concrete slab for a portable building, you know, the next owner of the home might not want that there. And that's
permanent.
You know, a permanent concrete slab, you know, that's going to cost them a lot of money if they want to take it out and put a pool in there. Having a movable shed, and then wherever you move next, you can move the shed with you, and you don't have to reinvest that money into a building and another one. So just, and if you look there and it's not for you, fine. You still want to build it on site, fine. But I would just encourage you, take a few minutes and check it out before you.
UrbanShed.com.
Before you start picking and digging.
That's a great, great place to start collecting ideas. And we've got Joe and Greg and a wireless caller, all with questions that we'll get to right after this short break. Y'all hang on.